And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a great guest for you today. Yeah. Lobster season is almost upon us, and Gil Hernandez from Promar is here, the lobster people. We're going to be talking some lobster fishing and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Lobster season is around the corner. I'm so pumped. I always love this show with Gil. There's so much cool stuff to cover. And no, I can't believe it. Like, this year is flying by. And the fact that the bugs are about to come aboard, man, I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Yeah. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning, guys. What's up, Gil? Hey, all you guys in Radio Land out there.
Yeah, great. Are you pumped up for lobster season?
I am pumped up, man. These last 2 weeks have been really exciting for me. We just got done doing a 101 lobster ad, and we just did a video that we did with Promar and West Nardar News. It actually hits the social media there, so you guys can go ahead and check it out. Oh, cool. At Promar Net, so I just hit the West Nardar News website or their social media. We went on the water in Long Beach and we did a 101 just for beginners, kind of the everyday lobster guy who's just going to the, you know, Bass Pro or Turner's to get some lobster gear. I mean, we did the video to kind of for them, you know, something not too crazy, not for the Catalina guy who's pulling on a polar with a crew and, you know, weights and all that. It's just for the everyday family guy. And so we put that video out. It hit social media about 2 days ago, and so did the ad. But a lot of stuff going on. We have a seminar at Turner's next week in Lake Forest. That's a reserve your seat only. That's a big seminar. I've been doing that seminar for about 3 years now.
Cool.
And then Bass Pro
Shops. And so how do you reserve a seat on that?
You just call Turner's.
In
Lake Forest.
In Lake Forest,
and
okay.
You just call Turner's in Lake Forest and reserve your seat. It is one of my biggest seminars of the year that I do.
And what's the day again?
That would be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
What date is that?
That's the 22nd.
The 22nd. And that same day on the 22nd, the podcast for the Western Outdoor News comes out. And that'll hit their social media as well and their website as well.
Okay.
And that will go over more of the regulations of the lobster. And then the 25th is the one at Bass Pro Shop at 2 o'clock in Rancho Cucamonga. So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of doing this stuff that I love, you know,
sure.
Just connecting with the people. So I'm excited to be here.
What's new with Promar?
I would say what's new at Promar for us is our social media. Is the things that the stuff that we're getting out, you know, the literature, the videos, just promoting what we're doing. And I think that we're giving people actual clinics now. We have a library full of resources on our website. Anything from our ahi diamond jigs to a sabiki rod to a lobster, how to rig a pod, how to rig a buoy. You know, our gear, you know, is always kind of like we're trying to make new gear every year. But what we know at Promar and, what, you know, working with Steve and Ben and Joaquin is, like, how are we going to actually get this out to the people? And not just get it out to the people, but get them excited about it. Like, we want to sell a product, but we want people to be excited about the product. And the only way to be excited about the product is to actually show the consumer and the customer how to use the product.
You guys made lobster fishing, I mean, I'm just going to flat out say it, so much easier. Promar is so responsible for the reason that, you know, a lot of us have the success now that didn't exist in the old days when you needed to be perfect about your placement and perfect about ropes and all these things. And all of the innovations that Promar has come out with over the years has just, they've dummied it down so that, you know, non-expert level lobster fishermen can, you know, can go out and expect to see success.
Yeah, and I think a big part of the lobster season is when you tell an angler, a new angler, that they had to get a lobster card, right away they're done. They're like, what? You know, it's kind of like hunting. You say, you want to go get a pig? You want to go get a deer? You got to go get a tag. And they're like, I'm done. I'm out. And so educating the angler on, okay, the card is not that hard. I'm going to show you how to fill out the card. And then they hear all the rumors of, like, man, the game wardens are going to get me. I don't know where to go. I don't know the regulations. I don't know this. And so just kind of wrapping them up and saying, okay, these are the basics, and just knowing your homework, doing your homework on it, talking to a game warden, going to a Fred Hall fishing show, visiting the booth, the Department of Fish and Game's booth, and just talking to a game warden. They're going to give you all the information. They're there for you. I mean, they're not out there trying to get you a ticket. Like,
right.
They're not hunting you down. They're just doing their jobs, and their job is to help you out.
Yeah. So let's talk about the card for those that may not be familiar with a lobster report card. You need a California fishing license, including a seasonal lobster report card.
Yeah.
Explain
So basically, if you're hooping a pier, you need to. You can only use two hoop nets, and you do not need a fishing license to hoop the pier, but you do need a lobster card.
You do.
You do need a lobster card. Yes, to hoop the pier. Anyone that, you know, you have the argument, oh, my kid is 16 and under, he doesn't need one. No, you need a lobster card. So it doesn't
matter.
Any age you need a lobster card. Yes.
Okay.
Because it's all about reporting the harvest. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to report the harvest. So, on the lobster card, there's a gear code, as far as what kind of gear you're using. It's going to lay flat. It's going to be a fixed net. It's going to be diving, and you have to put that code in. And the card is very basic. It tells you what to do, but you step by step. The day, the month, and then it tells you location, and then people always freeze up on location. But the cool thing about this card, which is kind of weird, it is like 2 foot, 3 foot long, you know. And so when you get the card for the first time, you're like, oh my gosh, like, am I supposed to trim this down? No, do not trim it down. Just roll it up. And at the bottom of your lobster card there, it's going to have a location code, 3247, and it's going to tell you very descriptively where you're going to go, whether it's, you know, San Diego Bay, whether it's Long Beach Harbor, whether it's Catalina, and it's going to be very specific on location. That is very key to putting in your lobster card. And, you know, because if you're in transition, moving, the law states that you have to document your lobsters. So you don't even get into your kayak, your boat, anything in your parking lot without first saying, hey, we're going to go to the breakwall. Can you put that in? The minute you put your boat in gear and start moving to that location, I always say that you have a game warden glassing you,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and,
for sure.
Yeah, and so
then and now let's stop for a second. Now, that's key is before you even start fishing,
yes.
You know where you're going. You have to put your
yes.
your date. And your location code.
Yep, your location code. So
yes. Very simple.
Very simple. And so say you're going to hoop two locations. You're going to hoop Dana Point Harbor or Dana Point Breakwall, and then you're going to go down to San Clemente. You retain lobsters in Dana Point Breakwall. Well, before you even put your boat in the gear, you have to document your lobsters retained at Dana Point Breakwall before moving over to San Clemente, okay? Because if you're in transition, you get stopped, you're going to get a ticket, okay? The majority of tickets that we see written on the opener any other night is the lobsters that aren't detained. They come in at the dock, oh, how many lobsters have we had? That is not the time. If you don't get any lobsters, so the people come in, they have a bad night, they say, I didn't get any lobsters, right? And they hit the dock, the game warden says, let me see your card. There's nothing on your card. Why didn't get any lobsters? Well, you're supposed to put zero.
Okay.
Without that zero,
they'll give you a ticket.
They'll give you a ticket.
Oh, that's a little petty to me, but you know, yep,
they'll give you a ticket. And you know, in the rule states, as you guys know, it's up to the determination of the warden, right?
Yes.
The warden, and so it depends on the warden, right? And if he's an Angels fan, he's probably going to give you a ticket because he probably had a bad night.
But, or a Padre fan.
Yeah, a Padre fan. So it depends on the warden. But most of the time, like I said, they're there for you. It's there for you to know your regulations. But the most important thing I tell my people in my seminars or wherever I go, the most important thing of lobster hooping, and everybody tells me gauge, hoop, net, bait, is a pen.
A pen,
there
okay,
you
in your kit, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
in your kit. Many pens too, because usually
it goes away in the dark.
Yeah,
always.
And usually you keep your pens on your boat. You know, one out of 20 works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good call.
No, very, very good call. Gauge. You mentioned the gauge. That is so important to make sure your gauge is correct.
Yes,
right?
I treat the gauge just like the pen too.
Yeah.
I have a half a dozen of them because they're. It's dark. You set it down. You don't know where you set it down.
Yes.
I put a half a dozen of those stupid things in the glove box.
Yeah, and we have gauges. We buy them. Same thing. You treat it like gold. I usually get a lanyard. I usually hang a gauge around my neck. That way, it's not. First of all, it's on my person at all time. If I get boarded, they see the gauge in my neck, and then it's not getting stepped on, bent, anything like that. I always encourage people just to file it back just a tiny bit. The thing about lobsters is that when you get a short lobster, the longer you hold that lobster in your hand, the more it gets legal to you, and it's just like anything, right?
That's
it's
funny.
Like, it's like you look at it and like as the seconds go by, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger in your head.
So
what I tell people is just throw it away as soon as you can, man, like get rid of it.
Yeah.
Cause when it's legal, it's legal.
Exactly.
And if you're doing the, it's, I got to push real hard to get,
You're not stretching these things.
Because if the gauge on the warden is not your gauge.
Yeah,
if the gauge on the warden, may call that's
exactly.
a short, it's a short and you're getting a ticket.
Yeah. And
so let's talk about that. Okay. Gil Hernandez catches a lobster.
Yes.
He puts the gauge on it and the gauge goes over, but it's nice and tight.
Yes.
You throwing that back?
Okay, so that's a great question.
Yeah, totally.
So,
I want to know.
I've actually had this conversation with a game warden on the dock, and this is what he told me. He said, I measured a lobster from the back to the front, okay?
Right.
Or usually, if it's a big bug, I know it. I'm going to measure it from the front to the back, and it's good. If I have any lobster that I think that is short, I measure from the back to the front.
Okay.
Now, this is the key. The eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If the eyes move any direction, it's a short lobster.
It's a short lobster. Yeah.
You have to watch the eyes. So that's what they're looking for is the eyes.
The eyes wiggle, throw it back.
That's our rule.
So even though that gauge fits over that nose cap where the eyes are and it's tight, it's 3 1/4 inches, but it's short. The minute it slides over,
and you get those eye movement and the game warden's description of what a lobster is, it's short. Now, will he give you a break? Again, it depends on the lobster.
Warden.
And that's the same thing when it comes to fines and regulations. Like people say, well, how much is that? And the game warden is going to tell you, it determines on the judge.
Yeah.
There's no set price for a short lobster. I had a guy, a game warden, tell me last year, we gave the same fine for a guy who had 32 poached lobster, the guy had one short lobster.
What?
It determines on the judge that you see. If the judge loves lobster, he doesn't like eating them, he just likes to, as a pet in his house, and you have a short lobster, he's going to throw the book at you. Yeah. But if you get more of a fisherman who understands, he might be a bit more a little lenient on you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Wow. So Promar has all the nets, all the various
everything
that yeah, everything
lines, the
yeah.
ropes, the yeah. floats, the everything.
All that.
What is your favorite net to use?
Good call. Great question.
So we have the ambush net is the one we love to push. It's just the one that's very easy. We have a 32, a 36, and for those guys that are hooping the island, we have the 36 XL heavy. It's 14-pound hoop net.
Is that a flat net or one of the conical style nets?
It's a conical style net, yeah. So we're not really pushing a lot of our flat nets, you know. We do use them. A lot of crab guys use them, but the net we love to push, and if you guys see the video, is our ambush net. So what I tell people is our 32s are meant for a lot of the kayak guys or the mm-hmm. skiff guys, something that doesn't have a lot of room. And then we have the 36, and I actually take the 36 hoop net on my outback, my pro angler out there, and it's fine. And we just got to remember, you know, 5 hoop nets for a kayak, 10 for a boat if you're with more than yourself.
Mm-hmm. But 5 per person,
yes.
Maximum of 10.
Maximum of 10. So yeah. If you're going on your skiff by yourself, it's just 5. Your kayak is 5. You have a tandem kayak, you could take 10. But no more than 10. Doesn't matter how many people are on your boat, no more than 10. But the ambush net is the net that I really love. It's really lightweight. It's easy to pull. And they lay really nice. And they stack nice. Really nice.
So I see it a lot, and we all know it. How close are you supposed to be to your nets?
You mean like you put your nets
down? Like you put your nets in.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to just be in that general zone, or can you set 5 nets here and then go across the bay a mile away and set another 5?
Well, remember, the lobster card is very specific on where you're hooping. So mm-hmm. you, as long as you're hooping in that general area that you have the gear code on, you can stay there. There's a 2-hour soak time. Though.
2 hours.
So, 2 hour soak time. And after that, the net is considered abandoned.
Ah.
So, and the rules state that the proper person can pick them up. Now, who is that? It might be Uncle Bob and his skiff that comes by and take it.
Sure.
But usually it's Harbor Patrol, fishing game, people of that nature.
Navy.
Yeah, Navy. If they see it, you know, a lot of guys go out there, you know, when the new tide swing comes up in the morning, and a lot of these guys don't adjust their nets right, and they lose their nets. So when the tide goes back down, you know, there's like a bunch of free nets, basically, that people like to take. And not that 2 hour soak time. So what I tell people is to stay, especially on opener nights, because most of our listeners are listening now, are listening for the opener, right? And there's a ton of people, you don't want to leave your net. Because the problem is everyone's buoy, they never take my advice, everyone's lobster buoy looks the same.
Right.
And everyone's, I mean, it's not like our ambush nets look different from any other. It's an ambush net.
Right.
You know?
It's an ambush net with a white Promar float and a white Promar
exactly.
LED on it. Yeah.
So, and it's people like, hey, that's why we have the Go ID number, you know? But people at dark, you know, especially, they don't really look for that kind of stuff, you know? And so I always have people stay within a close distance, you know, because you know if someone's props going to get your net or if you're going to lose it. But I like to stay within, you know, 50 to 100 yards of my net. You know, I'll go out and sabiki bait or something and fish for bass or something like that. But I don't like to go too far, but you definitely have to stay within the area that your gear code is on.
That's what the law says.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about.
And let me tell you, we haven't even scratched the surface of the expertise of Gil. It's going to be a great show. There's so much fun stuff to cover and so much cool stuff. Like, I really hope that there's some guys out there that are super into fishing that haven't done the lobster thing, that after talking to Gil and finding out how easy this can really be, that you give it a try, because it's a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot of fun today getting all that great lobster info with Gil and Promar, and we'd love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or you can send us a text. We've already had several really good text questions come through. That text option is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your phone. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. When you get it fired up, it's an easy way to listen to the show, and you'll see right on there one of the first tabs that it gives you is text the show. Click on that, and you can shoot your questions in. Let us know where you're texting from and what you want to ask of Gil, and we'll read your questions on the air. Not only are we talking all
kinds of great lobster today. Boy, we have got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a tuna jig kit that has an assortment of the brand new Live Deception Flash jigs. Really, really cool jigs. It's got an Aussie Ahi USA snapback hat. And it's got a lobster bait making kit that includes the Ahi sabiki rod and a collection of sabiki rigs too. So
yeah.
I mean, this is a really cool prize pack for one lucky caller at the end of the show
for
today.
Sure.
Again, if you want to get your goods on that, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, talking a bunch with Gil. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make some gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need, send Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3855.
Welcome to Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, join in the fun, join in all this great info, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, having a great time talking hoop netting, lobster fishing. Ooh. 2 weeks away from today. We kind of talk tuna, man.
Oh,
what a week of tuna fishing this week. And speaking of which, we have Mr. Dave Dolan on the line, who hosted our two-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning there, everybody. Yeah, that was quite a trip that we had out there. And bottom line is, we pretty much limited out the boat on bluefin tuna. We spent the whole trip, we were out there on the Tanner Bank, and this was really good because, you know, the week before this trip, things were kind of tough out there, but that Liberty, they put us on the fish. The top catch on the boat was Rich from San Pedro. At fishing a night with a knife jig, he landed a bluefin that came in at 208 pounds.
And if you look at the Let's Talk Hookup website, it is our feature photo of the week this week. You can see Rich and his big tuna, right?
Right. So, yeah, there was also a 150 landed on bait during the day, some other 80-pound fish. But for the most part, this was just good, steady action on a good 30-pound size of the bluefin tuna. Pretty much everywhere we went, we always had something going on, so it was pretty much nonstop action out there. But, you know, besides the fishing, I've got to say something about the Liberty and the way that boat is run. I've done this trip the last couple seasons, and they've just got a quality level on that boat that's hard to match. One thing that really impresses me a lot is how hard the crew works, but that boat is kept so clean during the whole course of the trip, and that really makes a difference when you're out there for a couple of days like this. But, you know, the boat is always kept scrubbed down. The heads on that boat look like something in a motel room, full-size showers. They were always clean. But the one person I really want to hand it to is Sarah, who runs the galley on that boat. This woman, she is a one-person crew with what she does all by herself. For somebody by herself to feed 25 hungry fishermen plus the crew, the way she does it, the food she puts out, that woman is amazing. So, but anyhow,
awesome.
Oh yeah. The bottom line, you know, coming back in, we were all talking among ourselves what a great trip it was, and there was a lot of happy people that got off that boat. The trip was a 10.
Oh, I can imagine. You had great weather, great fishing, great food, the Liberty. We do have another 2-day in October Let's Talk Hookup trip. It's sold out, though.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, and such a great value. But I want to talk about the great giveaways. Gamakatsu provided hooks for everybody on the trip. AFCO provided a bunch of gear, cyclofluorocarbon. We had Seaguar provide a bunch of Seaguar fluorocarbon on the trip. So a lot of good giveaways, a lot of happy anglers out there, right?
Oh, yes. I got a lot of thank yous for all the gifts that were given out. There was plenty that went around.
Dave, I know you were saying that there was a lot of just back to basics, good fly line, live bait fishing for, you know, 30 to 70 pound tunas. What was the ticket for getting a bite? What size gamakatsu hook, fluoro, that kind of stuff? What did it take to get a bite?
Okay, we're all using the Seaguar fluorocarbon, and going with a one-aught hook seemed to be what was working, that and just getting a hot bait out there. You know, it was good, steady action. There were not very many dry stops. Whenever we stopped, they weren't working. We made a move, and he found the fish that wanted to play.
Were you on the anchor, or were you drifting?
We were – a couple spots we were on the anchor, but for the most part, we were drifting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, what a great trip, buddy. I mean, you know, that's what's so fun about what's going on right now is it's obviously, you know, you get so wrapped up into talking about the highlights, Rich's big 200-pounder and the 150-pounders and all the kite bites and everything. But, it, you know, because it's easy to get super excited about these giant 200-pound lifetime, you know, catch fish. But, you know, what sometimes gets overshadowed is exactly what Dave's talking about, flat-out really good fly line, what we do, what we all like to do, and picking a sardine out of the bait tank, pinning it on, casting out, and feeling it get thumped and then ripped and having a, you know, 40, 50, 60-pound tuna on the line. And there's great fishing for that right now.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Well, Dave Dolan, thanks a lot. Appreciate the great report from our 2-day Liberty trip, and glad you got him. Glad it was a good day.
Yeah, it was a great trip and a first-rate boat.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right.
Yeah, that's good to get you pumped up, dude. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, lots of great stuff. If you want to join us one more time, get us through on the phones at 213-432-1090. Let's jump into those phone calls, starting with Vinny. Vinny's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a question. If I want to go lobster fishing, like say like on a six-pack out of Fisherman's Landing, what boat would you recommend going on?
Well, Fisherman's doesn't necessarily do any lobster trips. With that said, I mean, I would say arguably the most popular people who really got that dialed in would be Bite Sport Fishing, you know, which they do run out of Fisherman's Landing. But, you know, during the fall, the bite boat, you know, Brandon has several boats in the bite sport fishing fleet. And usually the boats that are out of fishermen's during the fall are just concentrating on tuna fishing. And I believe they run their lobster trips. They kind of vary them based on where the best fishing is, but often more northern
ports. They fish Catalina a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. They fish, you know, Davies and Newport and that kind of stuff is usually where they base from. So, I think if you were looking for a six-pack style operation, it's hard to pass up the bite. Those guys have it so dialed.
They're good at it. Now, Gil, do you have any guys that you know of, like up Dana Point, Newport areas?
I know that we work with a few different people, and every year it changes. So the best thing that I could say is to reach out to Promar, because they're constantly reaching out to different guys.
They have
and
guys.
Caps. Yeah, and that would be your best bet, is to visit our website or give them a phone call. Or just I would visit them on social media, actually, and just send them a private message and say, hey, I'm in this location, because honestly, I know that there's a lot of people we work with down in the San Pedro or Long Beach area. But as far as San Diego, man, I don't know. I know a lot of captains were trying it.
Yeah.
And it was really tough for them, even just to make the fuel for their boat and stuff. And then I know Captain Greg was doing it for a while. But I know he stopped doing it, so I don't know who would do it.
Yeah, but there are operations like in San Pedro. We have a lot of listeners up in San Pedro, Orange County,
definitely.
L.A. County, and stuff like that.
Definitely.
And there's a lot of people that do it. So check with your local landing.
Yes.
Check with Promar.
Promar, yes.
Promarnets.com.
Promarnets.com. Or just get us on, mostly a lot of our audience are going through social media, and that's kind of like a big thing now. Social media is like huge. Like Facebook, Instagram, message us, and we'll definitely get back to you.
And do you guide? I know you're a kayak guy.
Yeah, I'm going out on kayaks, you know. I just sold my boat. I'm actually in the market for another boat. It's kind of a long story.
Okay.
Hit me up on Gil Rocket, GILROCKIT, at Instagram or Facebook. Send me a private message or see me at one of the seminars, Turner's or Bass Pro Shop. I'm all around, and send me a message, and we'll definitely connect.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. We're going to talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Florence this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I'm actually in Torrance. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, what's
Ricky
up, Mike?
And Gil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about the deep-dropping lobster hoop nets over at the island. I've had pretty good success at shallow water at the island and shallow water on the coast, but I haven't ventured out to the deep dropping. Could you give me a scenario of how you'd pull up and find a rock and drop around it? And then I did have one comment. You mentioned you had to fill out your lobster card before you left the dock. I think that's probably good practice, but I don't think they can give you a ticket until you're actually lobster fishing. You could be driving around and going up and down the coast until you find your spot. And before you get going and baiting your nets and dropping in, you definitely have to have your card filled out.
Yeah. So, in other words, by the time you deploy, if you're deploying your nets.
Deploy your nets, yes, definitely.
That's when you have to.
Yeah, this is the thing. I always tell people to err on the side of caution, because how many times have you been lobster hooping and you stop the boat and say, oh, my gosh, we forgot to fill out our lobster cards.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
You're so anxious
to
go out to your spot. And what happens? You throw your net out before you fill out your lobster card.
Yeah.
And so what I always say is err on the side of caution. If you absolutely 110% know you're going to a spot, why not fill it out? But if you're searching, but I always tell people err on the side of caution. Like, you can never be safe enough. You know, if you know without a doubt in your mind you're going to go be hooping there trying to point somewhere and off the island, and you know the exact spot you're going to, well, why even mess with that fact? But yeah, that is true. But I always, for our listeners and for the people that we talk to err on the side of caution. As far as deep water hooping, of course, we recommend the Promar XL Heavy. And we also, people actually add a lot of weight to it. And, of course, that kind of stuff is meant with the puller. But it's the same scenario as you're hooping the shallower water. You're still looking for those big rocks, those big drop-offs. The only thing that's really going to change is the length of rope. The length of rope and possibly the soaks that you're doing as far as changing out your bait. You know, a lot of people try to go with a wire bait cage more because they want to get more scent in the water. You know, when it comes to more scent and deeper water, I love the fish to bite on scent. That's something for a while I wasn't really fishing a scent, and I was kind of playing around with some of the stuff in the market. The Vidon scent I got on a couple years ago, and, man, it has really changed the way I fish. Like, it's really changed the way getting that extra scent. You can buy the spray. I usually take the spray, put it in, like, a painter's bucket. I take some sponges, put it in there, freeze those sponges with my bait cages or my sea lion bait cages, and it just puts a little more scent in the water. So for that deeper water,
so you soak the sponges.
Yeah. So I leave.
Oh, what a great idea!
I buy like a painter's bucket at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And then I get the actual sprays and I dump them in the bucket, and then I take like a sponge and I soak them in there. And the way I do my bait is with our bait cages, sea lion bait cages, you can freeze 2 to a 1 gallon bag. And so I pre-do my bait. So when I freeze the bait, I put a sponge in there as well, so that by the time I'm going to wherever I'm going, my bait's already prepped, and I'm taking out my bait's basically thawing out in the water.
Ah.
And then as it's thawing out, the sponge is thawing out too, and it's bringing out more scent. And I just bring more sponges with me. So instead of like that, we call it ghost bait.
So where do you put the sponges? Inside the cage?
Inside the cage, yes.
Okay.
Inside the cage to give it the extra scent. We have the cloth type too. Like at Vidon, we have cloth you can put in there, and it has like a special cloth that's soaked in it. But a lot of guys that go out a lot like just use the sponge. Both work great. But anytime you fish that deeper water, you're going to get a lot of bugs. Like when we go to Catalina fish that deeper water, it is really good. I mean, you could probably get – I mean – I've been out there on like 4 or 5 poles and had a limit
wow.
with like 3 or 4 guys in there, you know, and those are the no doubter lobsters. Like you're not,
yeah,
there's not a whole lot
yeah,
of,
yeah, you're looking at them, it's like, legal.
That's a lobster. Illegal, yeah. So that's what I recommend. It's the same type. It's, you know, I always say those lobsters have the same characteristics as the calico bass. They're looking for food, structure, and current.
That's great.
And if you find that.
So you mentioned the Ambush XL Heavy. That's a great net for deep water.
Yes.
What about weights? What kind of weights do you put on your net? So, like, if you add weights to the XL or just any of them?
Over at Leadmasters, Leadmasters makes like an actual hoop net. A hoop weight that you can actually zip tie to the net. A lot of guys, they get really tech. You know, they start using chains. They start using all this stuff for that heavy current. It's all up to the angler, right, and as far as what they're using. But as far as weighting it, it depends how the current is. And a lot of people get really creative. You know, that's the great thing about fishermen. You know, they get really creative. But for us at Promar, we do sell the 14-pound hoop net. That's the XL Ambush Heavy. And a lot of guys are using that, and we recommend to pull that with a puller. Actually, one time tried pulling it just off my kayak just to get some muscles, you know, but it's a pretty
heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy for sure. And, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a great text here. Hey, Pete and Rick, it's Bill. I'm listening to you in Holland, Michigan. Thanks, Bill, for listening on the app in Michigan. I want to let the folks know that the watch the video on your email blast. It was a great email blast that we did this week promoting that Gil was going to be on the show. It's a great overview of the Ambush net, and that video goes actually on promarnets.com.
Yeah, promarnets.com. Yeah.
So is that one that you did?
Yeah. So that's another thing about Promar. Steve, Ben, Joaquin, all the guys at Promar, man, we have an actual studio at Promar. It's a really cool studio. It's like, I mean, it's a really cool setting, and they have the camera equipment and stuff and everything in there. And that's where we do all of our social media.
That's cool.
And so I was able to do a 101 in there about the ambush net and about, you know, how to rig it, how to do all that stuff. And so, like I said, we have a library of resources there at Promar, so definitely visit us there.
And you say 101, that's just a basic overview of everything. Is it how to fish, or is this more just going over the gear? Like, are you covering baiting and pulling
everything,
and that kind of stuff?
Yes, okay. Everything. Like, so for our 101 lobster, it's going to be, you know, baiting, but like, we could do a whole seminar just on bait.
Sure.
You know, we could do – so basically we give like 3 types of baits that people like, you know, the salmon heads, the mackerel, the sardines, that kind of stuff. And, you know, using the different sprays, the Vidon sprays and whatnot. And then we try to hit on our sea lion. We call it the seal, but it's more like a sea lion bait cage. You know, the seals aren't so random here. But I think the number one thing too with our sea lion bait cage is that a lot of people are misunderstanding how to use it. And in the 101 video, I actually teach people how to use that cage, because you actually have to loop it around to get the slack out of it. So a lot of people are saying, oh, the sea lion cage, the seals are still getting in it. Well, they're not letting the slack out of it. So you have to tighten that thing up, you know. So, but, yeah, great resources there. We have a studio, and that's where we did that particular video.
All right.
That's awesome.
Great. Hey, good questions there. Hey, we have a couple special guests that's just stepped into the world headquarters here. Captain Ken Frank from Sport Fishing Association of California, and Frank from H&M Landing. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good boys.
This is how we crash a party.
Yeah, come
good
on
morning.
In.
Good morning.
Come on. Yeah, great, great to hear from you now. Special event today. Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, Frank and I are going to be hosting over at H&M Landing today a petition signing event from noon till 1. Okay, listeners, we need your help. We're dealing with this CARB issue. That's the Air Resource Board. They propose to create a bunch of new rules that can't be complied with at this point by our fleet, and will result, if we don't do something, in a lot of the boats going out of business and prices jumping right through the roof to go on any kind of sport fishing boat. So we got a petition event today at noon at H&M Landing. Myself, CCA's President Wayne will be there. Jerry Sanders will be there, our previous mayor. We really could use your help. 5 minutes of your time to come sign the petition, and it's going to be delivered to the governor's office next week. And we've got over 20,000 signers already. But we really want to make our presence known up in Sacramento, and we need some help.
So, Frank, what's this mean to you as a boat owner landing operator?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot at stake with this rulemaking that's coming up. This is, without a doubt, 45 years in industry, without a doubt, the biggest issue that I've ever seen facing our entire fleet from the northern border of California all the way down. We're talking about jobs. We're talking about generationally owned businesses, family owned businesses. Every one of these sport boats potentially can be put or regulated right off the water.
Ken was talking to us about it before, and you know, basically you said the biggest issue is what they're trying to force is something that truly doesn't even exist yet, or it doesn't exist, and or the little bit that does is in no way feasible for how our boats run. Is that fair to say?
You're absolutely on target, Rick. The regulations with the emissions that CARB is proposing our fleet comply with, the technology doesn't exist. There are engines that are Tier 4 that produce the reduced emissions at that level. However, not in our size package yet. We all want reduced emissions. In fact, this is a fair statement. Our fleet has been more proactive in reducing emissions over the last 25 years using clean air attainment grants than any other sector that is going to be regulated by this rulemaking. So we've demonstrated that we are for reduced emissions.
And they're targeting specifically commercial sport fishing fleets.
Commercial harbor craft, and we happen to fall within that designation of commercial harbor craft.
So does it affect like harbor excursion boats, tugboats, Navy, that kind of stuff?
So all of the above. So, yes, tugs, ferries, excursion vessels, commercial fishing boats, and CPFVs, or commercial passenger fishing
so
vessels.
So realistically, this law could put all these companies out of business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, commercial fishermen, harbor, you want to go whale watching? Forget about it.
And
I mean, it's like,
so,
come on.
What drives me crazy is exactly what Frank just said. Like, all the boats, I mean, the whole fleet has changed over to clean emission. I mean, it's, sometimes re-upped a second time even. Like, there is nobody that complies more than this fleet. And then to throw a level that doesn't exist, it feels way too fishy.
So I want to weigh in on a couple points if I have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So great, Rick. You're absolutely on target there. I know several boat owners, quite a few boat owners actually, that are on their third go round of up-tiering or reducing emissions. Pete, you had mentioned those user groups that it absolutely can impact, and you keyed on something that were commercial fishermen. For the first time ever. As a result of this rulemaking, for the first time ever, CPFVs, or commercial passenger fishing vessels, our fleet, have been separated from commercial fishing vessels for the sake of this rulemaking. Commercial fishing vessels are actually given a set of guidelines that they can comply with. They're actually going to be bound by a tier level of emissions that is on the market that some of our fleets actually have repowered with.
They already have.
Commercial fishermen will be able to remain at that level, but our fleet, for some reason, has been carved out and is going to be held to a higher standard.
Well, and what's the logic on that?
Well, that's
how does CARB explain that?
I'd like to weigh in.
Okay.
Out of the way, Frank.
All right.
They said that recreational fishermen and women can afford it.
What?
That's crazy.
That's the answer. That,
well, afford
that
what?
There's a way to pass on the cost of this to the people that go on the boats.
But,
that
but
is
wait.
The sole answer.
But if it doesn't, the technology doesn't exist, that basically there won't be any business to afford at twice the price.
Well,
right? Is that right?
They feel that we will go and build new boats and come up with the bigger technology and pass on the cost of that to the people that want to go on the boats.
Get out of here.
They're out of touch.
All over it. They are absolutely out of touch. And as Ken said, CARB has said publicly that our customer base, catch me if I get this quote wrong, is well positioned to absorb the cost of a retrofit or rebuild. And that's what it's going to take to comply is to build a new fleet to accommodate the Tier 4 or the emission-compliant machinery they're proposing. We'll have to build boats that are larger, and bulkheads will have to be moved. Things will have to be redesigned to accommodate this tier of compliance that they're requiring.
Just no way.
Well, a couple more minutes, but we're going
to
take a break.
Yeah, as you can hear, we've got a lot to discuss and certainly not one to go away. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook'em, including covering more of this issue, more of your great lobster questions, and a lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook'em on the Let's Talk Hook'em app and the mightier 1090. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, you heard Dave earlier on that two-day Liberty trip. I can pretty much guarantee you what was the reel, right?
Well, Talica is like made for what we're doing right now, that Shimano Talica, especially with the great bluefin fishing that's going on right now, where in the morning you might be fly lining a live bait from 25 to 50-pound line with a Talica 10 or a Talica 12 or a 16, and then in the afternoon kite fishing up giant ones with a Talica 50, and then nighttime flat falling with a Talica 20. There isn't a reel in that series that isn't dead on for what we're doing right now, whether it's fly lining a live bait, dropping a big heavy flat fall, or winding in a 200-pounder on the kite. Talica's got you covered.
Yeah, all the way across the board it is, and you fill it up with Power Pro, and you have a machine that will land that big one. Smooth power and castability. Talica at your local Shimano dealer.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a crazy, attack on what sport fishing. I mean, I'm just sorry, but that's what it feels like. You can hide it under emissions all you want. It just feels like an attack on our sport fishing, on our lifestyle. You know,
these people and of course our governor's behind it. I might say, right?
Well, we're asking for help. We're gonna politely ask for help and have some common sense come into it. So today, you know, noon to one, if anybody has time, please come down, bring the family. We need everybody to be signing the petitions. Our intent is to deliver this to the governor's office this next week. And it is making an impact. Pete and I were just talking about it.
That's the most important thing. 20,000 signatures already that have happened online.
And we have
it is making an impact.
Absolutely.
So the more pressure we can keep up on it, the more impact we're going to make.
Absolutely. Savefishing.com. Savefishing.com. You can go there. You can sign the petition there. Or come down to the live event today, noon to 1 o'clock. We'll have the media there, et cetera, some captains there to answer questions. But we need your help. This is like a serious, serious deal. We've never faced anything like this before.
And it's right in our face. When is the decision supposed to come down?
Yeah, great question. November 18th.
November 18th. Right,
public comment period opens on Monday morning, and we have 45 days to make an impact, and then the CARB committee will be voting November 18th, or at least that's when the meeting is supposedly for this decision.
It's such an outlandish request on their behalf that it almost doesn't feel real, but like this is a real thing, and it would be a devastation to our sport fishing fleet if this went through.
Absolutely.
Yeah, from local half-day boats all the way up to the long-range boats, right, Frank?
For sure, and, you know, we touched on it earlier. When CARB says if you can't comply, there's a timeline, you must retire the boat. And the only way we can comply is if we look at redesigning and building new boats. The cost to build, as you can imagine, one of these boats starts at about $4 million. So when we talk about ticket prices raising, we will absolutely price our customer base out of the sport.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It'll be out. They basically put everybody out of business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There will be no more sport fishing.
Hundreds of dollars to go half-day fishing.
Absolutely.
What it would equate to.
You nailed it, Rick. Yeah. And that's right where it's going to start. Our financial forecast, our modeling looks just like that. You're going to take a trip price and you will begin at doubling some of the higher price tickets. But when you look at half-day and entry-level events, you'll be looking at tripling them to support a mortgage on a $4 million bill.
Wow. Yeah, terrible. So, again, savefishing.org. If you can't savefishing.com. Savefishing.com. If you can't make the event today, sign the petition if you haven't already.
Absolutely. We appreciate it.
Let me speak to that, too, the savefishing.com. It is so easy and fast to do. We talked about it at our live broadcast when we were at Elko and Ford. We had Wayne from CCA talking about it. I mean, our whole audience was doing it on their phone. It takes you a total of about 20 seconds on the phone that you've got in your pocket right now. You can, you know, if you can't make it down to the event at HM Landing, you can have your name on it. It literally takes about 20 seconds start to finish to do. So if you're listening, I just urge you to do that.
Yeah, and that's going to the result is very simple. Everybody who's listening to this show, you love sport fishing or you wouldn't be here. Do you want to pay twice what you're paying right now to go on a sport fishing boat? We don't want you to. We need your help to stop this.
Well, wait a minute. So what if I say, okay, I don't fish the sport fishing boats, but I have my own boat. I don't have to worry, right?
Stand by. They started the inventory process of private boats. There's 685,000 of them in California. They've already started a timetable to do a rulemaking on the private boats. I believe it's to commence in 2 years. So they're going after everything.
Yeah, what happens if you have a 36 Pacifica that's tied up that you want to go that's got a diesel motor? Like, you're the next on the list.
Yeah, exactly. And then also those of you in heavy equipment, too. They're after you, too. So
everybody.
You know, so get on this. Savefishing.com. Come to the event at H&M Landing today starting at noon to 1. Come support this.
We really sincerely appreciate the help.
Frank and Ken, thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you all for having us on today.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to get back to lobsters because I know. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
At H&M Landing, I know you have a boat or two that do lobster fishing trips, right?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. Yep. We have the Alicia and also the Jig Strike departing nightly. Okay. Nightly throughout the season.
Starting with lobster season opener.
Absolutely. So we're starting with the opener. We always see the first part of the season getting sold out, chartered up, you know, obviously because, you know, first part of the season, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's become so, so popular, especially the last few years. I mean, it is big.
Cool. Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And basically go, your ticket gets you your hoop, so the trips are real limited in far number of people.
10 passengers, right, 10 passengers max, and there's no greater way. I mean, there's no greater way to spend a few hours on the water in San Diego Bay, and it is productive. It's good.
Those guys do a great job.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Frank. Cool. Well, thanks. Appreciate that, and thank you, Ken. All right, good luck with the event today. We'll see you there for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got
it. Strict. They're jammed up. They want to talk to Gil.
You got it. Well, the phones, if you want to get through again, 213-432-1090. But I want to read this text, a great question for Gil. It says, good morning, boys. Lobster float line and lights question. I'm trying to minimize tangles. I only fish San Diego Bay and typically in 15 to 25 feet of water. Is it wise to only fish 30 feet of line? And, Gil, do you like to tie directly to the float, or should I put a ring on the float with a line going through it and a weight? Is this a smart? And also, what is the smartest way to attach my light? I often use a clear plastic bottle, but sometimes it's very hard to see. Some great questions from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
Cliff, that is a great question. And this video that we just made, this 101 lobster video, is for you. So
this is the one we linked on our email.
Exactly. This is the video for you. Now, the first part of the question was if you put a rope through the buoy, kind of have a weight hanging down, which we have those weights there at Promar. We like to use that for more of the deeper water fishing, anything from 100 feet up. But for the shallow water fishing, I like to call it the kayak style of fishing. I like to use an extension cord winder, and that is inside the video because what you can do is you can actually contain your rope in the extension cord winder. The extension cord winder also acts as a cleat. Okay, so when I'm setting up my ropes on my driveway, what I'm doing is I'm marking every 5 feet and I'm putting a zip tie in, usually different color zip ties. So on my fish finder or my depth finder, whatever I have, I can actually unwind that on my kayak or on the deck of my boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's important for lobster fishermen and even just fishermen in general to know your tide, right? You need to know tide and moon phase. What's the tide doing at night? So you should be able to adjust your ropes to the tide. And so that's why I like this system. And as far as the light, I just drill my light right on top of my buoy. Now, you have to counterbalance your buoy. So this is if you have like a pool at your house or like you could fill up like a tote of somehow and you can actually weigh your buoy down. So what you want to do is you want the light stick to stand straight up, of course. Now, if you just drill a hole in it, it's going to flip over because it's the momentum is going to fall it over. So what you got to do is you got to counterbalance it. So drill a hole in the back, drill a hole in the bottom, shove an egg sinker in there, patch it up with some silicone, and then drill a hole at the top, and you'll be good to go.
It's pretty easy.
Yes.
And we got to credit Jim Salazar.
Yeah, Jimmy.
For inventing that hole. He taught me that 20-plus years ago.
The Godfather man loves Jimmy.
And Jimmy basically created that whole method.
Yes, he did, yeah. But there's a resources out there. I would definitely hit up that 101 video, and it's going to show you exactly your question.
Very good.
And you like light on float as opposed to the bottle.
Yes, I like light on float because it just makes things a little easier for me. And we have the chemical light stick that's breakable, and then we have the battery-operated light stick.
I like those battery-operated
The battery light, op- yeah, they really it's, work. It's so good.
They're bright. They can change them out. They're
exactly.
inexpensive.
And, what I love,
and they're reusable.
And what I love about them is that your first pull you can be flashing.
Exactly.
Your second pull you can be solid. So you have a flashing one, you're like,
we did not pull that one. The worst thing you can do, and you feel so dumb, is you pull up a trap you just set 2 seconds ago.
Oh,
right?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so if you've got like a line, but you know there's a rock that you love to fish, and you put two or three hoops around it, and you know you pull one, and you're hopefully measuring a bunch of legals, and you're releasing your shorts, and then all of a sudden you've drifted off of it, you go back to the spot, and there's two more that are clustered up. It's like, well, which one was the one we did pull? Which did we not? So switching them from flashing to bright, it's just a push of a button.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low pressure medium blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.